Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with James Strebel.
Georgia comes into Kroger Field, into Commonwealth, as a 22.5-point favorite.
The Take with James Strebel.
Party's over, peephole.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh, shut up. You stay at home and watch the game. I'm going to see. Hey, bro. I'm in the fifth row. Sit at home and watch it on TV. I'll be seeing Oscar Sheway's sweat coming off his brow. How about that? I'm in the belly of the beast right now. I'm at a bar having fun, doing a little radio. And you got straight ball standing down. You know, I remember when I was at my first basketball game, basketball games at Freedom Hall don't count. You know what I'm saying? Watching B.J. Flynn flop doesn't count. I'm at a big boy basketball game. Go to your App State game, homeboy. How about that? Watch your cars get waxed.
My favorite part about that sound, Jack, this is The Take here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Favorite part about that sound, Jack, is that music playing in the background.
It really is.
Yeah, it's great. Do you want to tailgate in style like us this year, right along Card March? Revel XP is the ultimate fan experience. They'll set you up everything from the tent, the tables, the iced down coolers, the satellite TV, and you'll get a premium parking spot as well. You can buy a setup for one game or for the whole season. Just go to the UofL schedule page on gocards.com and click on the tailgate packages. It's Revel XP, an elite fan experience. So there you go. Texter, your fat rig, pot calling the kettle black right there. I didn't call anybody fat. I would say that Louisville fans call me fat on Twitter and I wouldn't miss it. I didn't call anybody. Did I call anybody fat, Jack?
No.
No, I did not. So, again, Texter, you're not listening. Get the wax out of your ears. You're fat, Rig. You're fat.
Pie-eating contest.
Yeah, maybe it was a pie-eating contest. Maybe that's what got him. I don't know. Daniel said pie-eating contest. Not me. I just laughed at it. You can laugh at stuff, you know. Jokes are funny sometimes. Even if it's about your team, your bum-ass team that you're so protective over, that if someone says anything about them, you get mad, call names. That's you. That's you, Texter. Yeah, you're fat, Rig. You're fat. Yeah, wah. Don't make fun of my cards. Don't make fun of the cards. If you make fun of the cards, Rig, I'm going to call you fat. I'm going to call you lard butt. If you make fun of my cards, I'm going to call you names because I'm a toddler and I'm 6 years old. And if you call me a name, I'm going to call you a name. Wah, wah, wah. Damn right. I need to do another show with Issel.
Yes.
I got to do something. So when Louis takes off, if I'm ever off.
Well.
What?
I got the dibs.
No, I know you got the dibs. Damn it. I need a perfect storm to happen. Texter, can't wait for Timmy to give Oscar that work on Sunday. I don't know. We'll see. I don't think it's going to happen. In fact, let's talk about these games right now. How about that, Jack?
Absolutely.
All right. We got all kinds of games, man. It's football Friday. All this stuff going on. It's just, it's busy. It's a busy weekend, and I can't wait. Texter, you are just mad because you are very bad at Twitter. I don't care. Twitter could disappear, and it wouldn't bother me. No, I'm not bad at Twitter. I'm way better than you are. What's your Twitter handle? Probably something stupid. is what it
like
is.
Route daddy. Like,
yeah. Yeah, something like that. Exactly. I'm not mad about Twitter staying or going. I could care less. If it stays, great. If it goes, great. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not mad about Twitter. I was one of the few people that wasn't mad about Twitter. Everyone else was the one crying and talking about their Twitter memories. I'm like, okay, if it goes, it goes. If not, okay, I'll stay on. It's not a big deal. Now, Lachlan McClain went to Mastodon. Did you know that?
Yes.
I didn't even know Mastodon was a thing.
Until last night.
Instead of tweets, do you know what they have?
No.
Toots. They have toots.
Oh, so, that's a strike against Mastodon for me.
So
because I had that conversation this morning. Like,
yeah.
Where do I go if Twitter goes? Like what where does everyone migrate? I was thinking about Mastodon. And
yeah.
Oh, I tuned this morning.
Well, that's what Lachlan McClain. So the only reason I know this. So Lachlan McClain, he was like, if Twitter dies tonight, which I don't think it will, here's my Mastodon account. So of course I
might do that just because if I get ahead of it early, I could actually get my actual name.
Right. Exactly.
We could all get our
exactly.
Actual names.
And now
yeah.
I didn't. I've never seen you make one good tweet. I don't care. Then don't follow me. Why are you following me on Twitter? Shut up. Anyway.
Is it still 140 characters or 280, whatever it is?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. The only reason I know that it's called a toot. So Lachlan McClain, he joined Mastodon. And I clicked on it because like, I got to see Locke on Mastodon. It's the exact same picture. It's at Locke Talk. It's everything's the same. And then he put something like, "What up, Mastodon? This is my first toot." And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And I was like, this is why I love you, Locke. This is why you're one of my favorite people ever. Even though you don't care about me or anything I'm doing, I love you, Locke.
Did I tell you that I saw him at the Breeders' Cup?
No. Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah, you did. We saw that picture with that BB and Irv in the background. You ever see that? Yeah, his hair's all askew and BB and Irv's back there hating everything he's saying. Yes. Did you talk to him?
Yeah, for a
couple
minutes.
Oh, what'd he say?
Just, you know, hi, and that's how things were going. We chatted for a few minutes, then he had to go because he was doing actual work, and I was just there for credential and having fun.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, but it was good to see Locke.
I haven't seen Locke.
It's been a long time since I'd seen Locke.
Man, it's been a long...
It was really good to see Locke.
Same thing with
I
me, man.
I
would hug Locke if he walked in right now. I'd give him a hug. I really would. Texture, Streeble, don't wish Twitter to disappear. I've got to take my daily lap or two in that sewage water. Don't take it away from me, Rig. I'm not taking it away. I didn't. It's fine. It's again, I like it. I'm on it. If it goes away, cool. If it doesn't, cool too. All right, let's go ahead and get to these games, Jack. Enough Twitter talk. People are really, really passionate about Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so here we go. Let's do this. Let's go football first. So I've got number 24 NC State at U of L. Now Lee's got it at -3. So let's stick with Lee's -3. What do you have here, Jack, as the Wolfpack takes on the Cardinals? Or the mid pack as Lee called him. I like that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be low scoring. I think it's gonna be a defensive battle. Not shocking from all the analysis we've done all week and all the watching these teams this year. But in the end, I trust Brock Doman more than I trust not Devin Leary.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going 24-17 Louisville.
Yeah, I'm going, I think it's about in the range I was going to say, so I'll say 21-14.
Yeah, and it wouldn't surprise me if NC State scored less than that.
Yeah, maybe even like a 17-10 type game.
Yeah, something like that. I could totally see it. I don't know what to expect out of Louisville's offense with Brock Doman. I think we kind of know what NC State's offense is going to be. It's going to struggle.
Even though I just said, you know, I trust Doman more than I trust NC State, but we haven't seen Doman play against an actual good defense.
Right.
Virginia was really good against Virginia,
good.
But
yeah.
Virginia's not good. I want to see, can he have similar success or even a decent percentage of that success against an actual good defense.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Jack. All right, next we'll go UGA, Kentucky, plus 22.5. I can't get with Lee. I wish I could. I just don't.
Georgia comes into Kroger Field, into Commonwealth, as a 22.5 point favorite.
I,
entire demeanor for Dan changes when Louis brought up Kentucky.
He was laughing. Yep. He's having a good time. Then he brought up Kentucky versus Georgia. And then he got really quiet. I'm with you, Dan. I'm saying as well because I had to watch that game and do a post-game show on it. So, look, I mean, I...
Over-under quarters that Will Levis plays. Get a set at 2.5.
Over. I don't
3.5.
I don't think he goes out unless he's hurt. I think he'll play the entire game. Because I think that his other than his arm, the one thing he has going for him right now is that he's not going out in these games. He's playing the game until completion. I think he'll play the entire game. Man, I just don't see. They look so hapless offensively against Vanderbilt's defense. And Georgia's defense, you know, Pat Forty said it 100 times on our show. It's not last year's defense, but it's still really damn good. I don't even know what the score is going to be. I'll pick Georgia. I'll pick Kentucky to cover. Georgia wins by like 3 touchdowns. So they'll win by like 21. I don't think they'll cover the 22.5. I think Georgia wins by about 3 touchdowns. So yeah, that's what I have.
35 to 10.
So you have them covering.
Yeah.
Okay. And look, I'm not sitting here. I will not say you're crazy for picking that. That could very well happen.
Because you could score a bunch early.
Yeah.
Kirby takes
and then
the gas off.
You're on cruise control.
And you may get another score or two, but and that'll just be that.
And that's kind of what I expect to happen. I think it'll be ugly early, and then Georgia just slows down. And that's why I don't think Will Levis will go out, because I think that Georgia will slow things down. Kentucky will continue to play, continue to still try to manufacture offense, and then we limp into the Governor's Cup. All right, Jack, let's transition to basketball. Your game tonight, number 12, IU. They're a 2.5-point favorite at Xavier. You're the IU man. You break this one down. You got the post-game show going 8 p.m. over on 93.9 The Ville.
Well, I've been told that Colby Jones is playing Xavier's best guard. He turned his ankle on Monday, and he missed their game midweek against Fairfield. So he was questionable to play, but it sounds like he's going to play. So that's obviously not good for Indiana, but I mean, if we're basing off of Colby Jones, then Indiana isn't who Indiana's supposed to be.
Right.
And I get it, the dude's a first-team preseason All-Big East and all those things, but Indiana, if they're as good as what we say they are, or rather what everyone else has been telling us they are, they go out and win this game. I don't care that they haven't won a true road game in the non-conference since 2011. That they haven't beaten a top 40 team non-conference on the road since 2002.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the biggest win in the world. It's not a win that puts you in a Final Four conversation. But if you looked at them, what I said, what I wanted them to be this year, top 4 seed, second weekend, Sweet 16 type thing,
yeah.
Team.
You win this
if
game.
If you're that, you win this game. And especially since, again, the Big Ten's not good. We talked about it earlier. Indiana has 4 non-conference games. Xavier, North Carolina, Kansas, and Arizona. You got to at least split those.
Yeah.
And this is by far the worst of those 4 teams.
It's the best chance to win, for
even
sure.
Even with it being on the road.
Yeah.
It's the one that I feel like, if you're legit, you win this game.
I'm with you. I think IU wins. I've seen them play a little bit. I watched the entire half where you were texting me like, oh, boy, kind of like how I was earlier today, talking about, you know, the guards and all that good stuff. I expect them to go on the road and win as well.
It's going to be a close game.
And they'll cover. I think they'll cover the 2.5. I think they win by like between 5 and 7 points.
If
I think that's what
that,
they do.
I will be ecstatic.
Yeah, I think that's what they'll do. And then the big one on Sunday, you've got no line on this yet. You have a number 4 UK at Gonzaga. Do you happen to know, Jack?
I'm looking up the KenPom right now.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. You read my mind. Look up KenPom. See what KenPom has this game as. Look, I think Kentucky wins. I think that.
KenPom has Gonzaga by 2.
Gonzaga by 2, okay.
Which if we get a line of Gonzaga minus 2, I am hammering Kentucky money line.
Yeah, I'm with you. Just from, you know, Gonzaga just got blown out by Texas. No questions asked. No room for doubt there. Kentucky double overtime loss against Michigan State. I know Gonzaga beat Michigan State by 1 point. That was a weird game on an aircraft carrier, and you don't know what to expect. I think if that game's played on a neutral court, not on an aircraft carrier, or at Michigan State, I think Michigan State wins. I think Kentucky.
What about a neutral court in Spokane?
I think Michigan State wins. I'm kidding. I don't know. I just think that the way Kentucky plays is, and the way Gonzaga play is very similar, and I think Kentucky's better at what they want to do. I think Kentucky's better. I think they win that game.
I trust Kentucky's guards, and I don't trust Gonzaga's guards.
That's where I'm with. I mean, Nolan Hickman has not been good.
And I think Gonzaga, because they got embarrassed on Wednesday, they're going to come out with a big punch early on.
Sure.
I think they're going to come out, you know. Oh, I think Calipari called them like lions roaring in the press.
Lion. They'll be like a lion. They'll
Which,
roar.
Of course, that's what Cal says.
Of course,
But it'll be a charged atmosphere. There'll be a lot of electricity. If they survive those first few minutes, I think they're going to be in a really good position to go and win the game and win the game fairly handily. I really do believe every time I've watched Gonzaga, I've been more and more convinced that Kentucky's going to win the game and win the game handily.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Kentucky wins. I think they win by a decent amount. I'm thinking between 5 and 7 with Kentucky too.
I'm thinking like 8-12.
8-12? Yeah. Again, the way you'll be over the moon if IU beats Xavier like that, I'll be over the moon if Kentucky beats Gonzaga like that. I'm excited, man. I mean, I'm resigned for Kentucky football, and I'm excited about Kentucky basketball. And you'll hear both here on ESPN 680 105.7, at least the post-game show, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife basketball and football editions this weekend. All right, Jack, let's not mess around anymore. Let's take a break. Let's do it. Mixtape next.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We have beer tees, and it's a good time here.
And James Strebel.
All right, you guys.
My beer tees just died. Damn it.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Football fans, it's rewards time at Kroger Shop. Participating items identified by signs throughout the store earn 1 point for every dollar you spend and redeem points for exclusive prizes like U of L and UK tailgate experiences, tickets, merchandise, and much more. Learn more at Kroger.com/fan rewards. And there we go. I commented to Jack Grossman. Been a fun show today. Thanks to all of our guests. Today, Kevin Sweeney, Rob McLamb, Lee Sterling. Appreciate Nick Valvano helping us out, getting some of those guys. Thank you, Jack, for getting those guys and having a loaded show for us today. But let's not mess around. I looked at the mixtape folder for this week, and Jack's it's his Mona Lisa. It's 130 sounds. It's his Van Gogh, his Starry Night. Where, you know, insert masterful artwork here. So let's go ahead, Jack. Let's do it. Let's get into the weekend. It's the mixtape here on The Take.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
And we all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
All right, the first one is... What? Kentucky loses to Vanderbilt at home 24-21, and
you just took one of the best offensive lines in the past 5 years and just f***ed it down the drain, bro.
Nope.
Straight up. All these guys that are swinging off Levis's jockstrap, eat it. The dude got glue on his hands, man. Like Travis said, you got to have a clock in your head. You know your O-line sucks, man. But still, you know what? It ain't that bad, bro. The O-line ain't that bad. It's the coaching that's horrible.
Will Levis, both. Listen, the reality is he's not very smart. He cannot read blitz packages. He holds onto the ball too long. He is not. If he's an NFL first, I keep hearing everybody say, you got to trust this NFL first rounder. I don't care if those guys make money to say that. I'm watching what I watch on the field. I've coached football. I've played football. I'm around football. There's guys blitzing him. He knows it's 5 against 4. He should have a clock in his mind, and he doesn't. He just eats a sack over and over and over and over, and it's ridiculous. Yeah, the offensive line sucks. He knows that. He knows that going into the game. It's not a secret. Everybody in the country knows it.
How this guy is considered a first-round pick, I don't know.
Yeah, his decision-making was awful.
And our pal Chris
today.
Hatfield awful. Has said all season in the Discord, he has said all season, and I'm starting to think he's right, Will Levis is going to get an entire front office fired in the NFL.
Our pal Chris Hatfield. Shout out Hatfield. You have a decent crowd show up to watch this football game, and then you lose in embarrassing fashion. Will Levis couldn't do a damn thing. He stinks. Offensive line is atrocious. The defense just played stupid today. Just stupid. Ugh. Vanderbilt, the most damning stat to me in this pathetic display of football is Vanderbilt 11 for 17 on third downs today. The defense that we all thought was pretty good, right? We thought the defense was pretty good. 448 yards.
Ugh.
For Vanderbilt. They ran for 264 yards on Kentucky. Vanderbilt ran for 264 yards on Kentucky. I watched that offensive line for Kentucky get trucked today against Vanderbilt. Trucked. That final sack, dude split two Kentucky offensive linemen. Just split them. Eli Cox and then whoever is playing guard at the time, I guess Jagger Burton, whoever the hell it was, splits.
First of all, Eli Cox, Jeremy Flax, y'all can leave.
Oh.
You're not SEC caliber.
The whole line's not SEC caliber.
Those two in particular, though, have been beaten all year.
Vince Merrill, bro. He ain't no big dog, bro. He's a freaking chihuahua. Just bark, 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 no bite. Talking all that smack. Keep talking all that smack, bro. Keep talking all that smack. But you know what? Champions Classic on Tuesday. Hopefully we get that W.
Oh.
I'll try to talk to y'all after that. Other than that, Louisville still sucks. I'll let you boy.
Vince Morrow, and I tweeted this out, and I tagged them both in it. Please stop with the rhetoric preseason. That is embarrassing. It makes you look like an absolute idiot that you might be. They're not smart enough to put a game plan together, period. Buttermilk biscuits. I'm so sick of my food like a puke.
Buttermilk biscuits.
I'm disgusted. That game was absolutely atrocious. This team is worse than Mark Stoops' trash WM Tar Bourbon, who I wouldn't even give to a UL fan.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Absolutely despicable.
Vanderbilt? Come on, guys, man. This is pathetic. It's atrocious. Louisville's going to be favored when they come into
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt?
Boy, it's Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
It's Vanderbilt. And they're not ready to play? Come on.
Come
Vanderbilt?
On. Now, I don't want to hear Mark Stoops. We got to get back to work. We got to clean things up. No, dude. Shut your mouth. You big mouth. All you do is talk. And you'll have one 9-3 season every once in a while, and this is what we get. Big talk Stoops. And this is where we get. We're going to be in some bum-ass 6-6 bowl game. But, Mark Stoops is going to ruin John Calipari's day on New Year's Eve when he's playing in a New Year's 6 bowl. How silly does all that junk sound now? All these coaches making all this money. Stoops making all this money. Scangarello making all this money. Vince Merrow making big bucks. Brad White making big bucks. And you pull this crap? It's This is not acceptable. It's unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable to lose to Vanderbilt on your home field with a quote-unquote quarterback, NFL quarterback. You know, these badass wide receivers, where were they today? this defensive line, where was it? They had no push on Vanderbilt, like none. He ain't getting an Auburn job.
No, he's using it to get more money.
Yeah.
And Mitch, if you give him more money, after all the money you've already given him, you should be fired.
Whoa!
Stoops is making an unbelievable amount of money for having never won the SEC East.
Oh.
And having never won, and this is a stat that I think is just amazing.
Tell him.
He has never beaten... How long has he been there? 10 years? He's never beaten a Western Division team on the road.
Right.
He's 100%
right. He's
making
$7 or $8 million a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I was him, I wouldn't go anyplace.
Not making that much, Dan. Let's hold on there. It's a mixtape here on ESPN 680, 105.7. This could have been the whole show, actually, Jack. It could have been the entire mixtape, but there's more. Let's keep it going.
Stoops, if you want to take that Auburn job, I'll help you pack.
Any of this talk about we might lose Stoops to Auburn, we might lose Stoops to Nebraska, ain't nobody want his ass right now. Nobody. There's no excuse to be losing to Vanderbilt in year 10 of Stoops, and we're supposed to have built this big-time football program where we're contending for the East in Atlanta and all that BS, and you lose to Vanderbilt. No, I don't want to hear it.
I don't ever want to hear the word Atlanta again from Mark Stoops.
Or anybody.
From Big Dog, any of them.
The players, nobody.
How about we focus on...
This team has not gotten better. They've regressed. They've got progressively worse as the season went on. This coaching staff, people need to be fired today. Rick Scangarello needs to be fired. Zach Yenser needs to be fired. There's no excuse for any of this. There's not one facet of this offense that's improved. Not one.
Rick Scangarello should be fired today, and Eddie Grant should be made interim offensive
coordinator.
Because it couldn't be any worse than this has been.
No, it can't.
John, outstanding column this morning about Rich Scangarello. Do you put all of this on Scangarello, the way the offense has performed this year?
Scangarello.
There was a lot more to it, but in the interest of time, I have to get to the real moron. And that, of course... is somebody related to the Kentucky football program. Now, you can go in a lot of different directions here, Louie. You can say it's Stoops's and the coaching staff's fault for not really having this team ready to play. You can say it's Levis's fault. He barely throws for 100 yards. He's 2 for 10. In the second half, he's the only SEC quarterback to play against Vandy this year and not have a touchdown pass.
Oh.
You can blame the big blue wall. And that is spelled B-L-E-W because they blew by them all day long getting to Levis. Vandy is playing with a backup quarterback. They're missing two offensive linemen. They have two runners gain 100 yards plus.
I'm dizzy.
Two runners gain 100 yards plus for the first time against an SEC school since 2002.
Oh.
20 years ago, Vandy had two 100-yard rushers against an SEC school. But the worst, Louie, is on the final drive of the game. They've got a backup defensive back covering Vandy's best receiver. And, of course, we know what happens. And after the game, Brad White says, yeah, we probably should have given him more help on those plays. And so you, Mr. White... are Monday's moron. Congratulations.
Monday's moron. We got to get some sponsorship for that.
Of all the embarrassing streaks, we got to add another one. Vandy hadn't won an SEC game in 3 dang years. And who did they beat? Of course it's Kentucky. Of course. I mean, take a look at all the negative streaks we're in football. It's just another part of Kentucky football.
Gary, it's the coaching... The coaching staff gets an F for this season. Just
absolutely.
A straight F. They've done nothing to help this team. They've done nothing to improve this team. They've done nothing to utilize their quarterback. They've done nothing right. Nothing at all.
Mark Stoops would quit worrying about arguing with John Calipari and coach the damn football team. We might be better off.
Yeah.
I'm this pretty much has me in for the year with football. You know, I don't think, you know, as much as I've been talking about beating Louisville this year and all that stuff, I don't know if they're going to win another game this year now, to be honest with you, what they're playing. But
right.
They are just terrible. I mean, you know, I don't know what the answer is, but Cal kind of said it right. A lot of people didn't like him, but it is kind of a basketball school, and I'm a basketball fan. I do root for the football team.
John Calipari and Mark Stoops have both combined for two of the most embarrassing losses. I'm 42 years old, and that's the two most embarrassing losses of St. Peter's and Vanderbilt that I've had in my entire lifetime.
Now, Monday, they're supposed to start this new website to donate to NIL. Who do you think is going to donate to that?
After this game?
Man, they'd be lucky if somebody donated their food stamps. This is absolutely horrible.
Look at Texas A&M. I mean, they're handing out money like a drunken sailor to their football players down there. They're 3-7. Got beat by Auburn, of all teams.
Do you think this performance has fans ready to shell money out to Mark Stoops' football team? Is that a good debut for the NIL collectives on Monday? Tell me again how it's NIL's fault that this team sucks. How's it? Because that was the narrative, right? Well, this team's not very good because NIL sucks. There's no NIL. No, that's for next year. NIL has nothing to do with how bad this team is. I'm looking at the screen and it says that number 24 ranking next to Kentucky. Get that the hell off. Why are they 24 in the first place? Because you beat Missouri at home? On the road.
I don't blame the fans for booing.
No,
and I was
booing at my TV.
We were texting back and forth, and we're like, this dude's a bum. How about we focus on beating the teams below us in the SEC first, and then we can talk about these lofty expectations? Because this last month has felt like old Kentucky.
This the entire month. No, you're right. I know
it has felt like old Kentucky. We had to pull it out of our ass last week to beat Missouri.
Yeah, we did. This is unreal. I mean, they're gonna lose. They're gonna get just completely destroyed by Georgia, and they're going to lose to Louisville.
The biggest thing with U of L fans was they kept talking about how the fact of their program was going downhill and Kentucky was going up. In 2 months, it feels like it's completely flipped. it does, and I think that's what, especially for those of us in this area, that's what makes it the most infuriating.
By the way, if you go on Twitter and try to razz a Louisville fan about Wright State, they know they suck too. So we all suck right now. We're absolutely irrelevant.
It's a bad day, Travis. You're right, Travis. It's an absolutely bad day.
I'm confused, guys. I'm confused. I thought they was a football school.
Oh.
Yeah. So did Mark Stoops.
I'm confused, dude. Hey, wait a minute. Hang on. I'm really confused. Before the season started, we were told that you all were a football school. Now today, where y'all? Does the football team play tomorrow too? When do y'all start playing on Tuesdays?
Don't try to change the argument. Don't try to change the argument.
James, we talk Kentucky. We crush Kentucky football all the time.
I sided with Cal.
I said Scangarello should be fired.
And I just heard on Jack Sports Center, DJ Wagner's going to announce at 3:00.
Here it is.
Yeah. Well, guess where that's going?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So so it's not going to get any better for the U of L fans.
Correct.
So.
Yeah.
So DJ Wagner, here we go. Go ahead, big guy.
Well, here's the thing. There's been three events in my life to where I just feel proud. I just feel happy. One, my wedding day. Proud and happy.
Oh, you're not going to put this
two,
up on your wedding day.
The birth of my children. Oh, Jack Grossman.
Wait a minute. Those are two different days. So you're saying Kellen.
Children. I put them all together.
The
birth together. They're all together.
I don't know if
they're
you
all the happiest. And I wish I had in my hand right now a bleeping Louis Rabot cigar. So I can light that up. And I smoke it. And I blow smoke all in the faces of all you bums that called me nasty names on Twitter.
I'll smoke this.
Just.
You want to do it in the mobile liquor bar studio? Yes. I got it. All right.
I was unhinged there, Jack.
It's to everybody else that couldn't look at logic and reason. Logic and reason. That's all you needed. Logically, why would DJ Wagner go to your program? It's in the pits. It stinks. Well, he could be a star. He can't be a star on this
team. Yeah, look at Al Ellis. He dropped 30 the other night.
He had 30 points.
He dropped 30 the other night.
DJ Wagner wants to drop 30 and lose with their two-man recruiting class with Caleb Glenn. I don't know who the hell else is in that class. Curtis Williams. I'm sure he's a fine player. But do you think he wants to be a part of that class? Or is it going to be a class full of monstars? Which one would you want? The monstar class? That almost beat Michael Jordan, or do you want to be in the two-man class? So that's one part of the logical reasoning for why DJ Wagner wasn't going to UofL. It's not most Louisville fans' fault. It's not even Kenny Payne's fault, even though Kenny Payne did what he tried to do and hired Milt Wagner, but it didn't work. But he threw the Hail Mary, Andy. He did, because if he would have done that, everybody would have said, why didn't you get Milt Wagner on campus? Why didn't you do that? He covered all his bases.
Party's over, Peepaw. Fire Milt.
Oh, no, Dieter.
Bite it, Louisville fans. Bite it. Eat it, baby. Eat it. We love the tears.
I'm a big-time terrorist. You bums on Floyd Street. You get no props or anything. You make me sick. Your dirty-ass uniforms you had on Saturday made me sick. I don't give a damn that Kentucky lost because you still won't win in 2 weeks. You bums won't win on the basketball court. You bums can't recruit a player. Your bums got a coach that just wants to smile, and all he has is big blue on his mind. Suck that, you bums on Floyd Street. Booyah!
Clean cow. I mean, we struggled recruiting for a few years. Everybody got caught cheating. Now we're allowed to play players. Now we're getting players again.
All right. Clean cow.
But. All right. But.
Is that cow?
Oh, you're the guy that called me out that said I hide behind a microphone. 337 West Cardinal Boulevard. You know where I'm at, buddy. Whoa. Monday through Friday. 337 West Cardinal Boulevard. You're hiding behind the phone. You are a nobody. You need me. You need me. That's why you waited through a 20-minute interview, because you need me. Because I give you life. Because I sustain you and your family.
No.
That's what I do.
Listen,
I sustain
you. All
you
do is get drunk.
I am your vegetable.
Yeah, believe me, I make three times the amount of money you ever.
Oh,
make,
what do you?
Brother.
Oh, do you? Oh, you're three so times. You're so
you
tough. You make three. You make three
to
times.
Your propaganda.
You sat here for 20 minutes, you lame ass. You sat here for 20 minutes while I interviewed somebody.
You need Louisville to be relevant so that you keep a paycheck, brother. I make my own. I'm out. See you, Red Packer.
Oh, you messed up at the very end, Travis. I'm telling you.
I make my own.
Some of y'all went too far. And today, take the L. And guess what? You took the L all offseason with who you didn't get. And that's why you're thinking, oh, Hersey Miller played pretty good against Wright State. And you're going to take the L in a few months with A.J. Johnson.
Kenny Payne may have won those games, but he's not winning them now. UK got the number one name. U of L gets to scowl. I'll go U of L for your program in the dumps. Prepare for the New Year's Eve, little bum bump.
All this DJ Wagner talk is all right and everything, but I'm just, how's that affect how many minutes Reed Shepard's going to get next year?
Carter Knox was here. You think he's coming here?
No.
Come on.
Not if Kentucky wants him.
Right.
He's not. Kentucky has the number one recruit, the number two recruit, the number six recruit, and the number nine recruit, and U of L has a three-star. All right, let's go.
Cal made that about Louisville. Louisville's not in the running there.
Yeah.
Not been in the running for a long time. But Cal put DJ Wagner on ESPN and tagged Louisville's name right there.
Okay.
And in his statement, he said, he wanted to go play. He wanted to go somewhere where he could play with other talented players, like Coach Payne. Like, you're gonna have to get a little more savage.
Oh, here we go, Rummage. Yes,
Calipari was coming for your neck last night. Like, that was like, bro, because Calipari knows your job's safe if you beat Louisville. Calipari,
you say he spiked the ball on this?
Brought Kenny Payne and Louisville into this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were not in this.
So it wasn't like a gentlemanly.
No.
Just working on my thing.
He brought you in front of the TV and said he picked me over you. Like, he don't care about you, Coach. I don't think John Calipari gives a crap about you.
He does.
I don't think he cares at all. And it showed yesterday. So, like, well, Nike's going to get you players. Well, Nike just bought DJ Wagner. Well, Adidas got you probation. And yes, recruit some players. I'm with you.
Tell them, Steve. Them.
I don't care. Call Junior Bridgman. Call anybody. Pay the players. I'm fine with that. I need some recruits. But I'm also not going to quit on a team 3 games into the season. And if that bothers you, go listen to Dan Issel.
Yeah!
With
the DJ Wagner stuff, all I can remember is the day that yes. U of L announced that Kenny Payne was the head coach. And Pratt and I were sitting there in the conference room doing our show prep. That meant we were telling stories on each other.
I was going to say.
And we didn't do a whole lot of show prep in those days. And I can remember Rummage literally skipping down the hall saying, well, we're going to get DJ now. Yeah, how'd that work out for you, Rum?
So,
Rum, God!
Jeez!
How'd that work out for you, big boy? Might be time to make another trip to Disney World.
Oh, God. This man.
Come on, help me here.
No, there's no help with that. That was perfect. That was perfect sports talk radio. No, that was perfect sports talk radio.
I do remember that day, too.
I got chills.
I remember Grubbin skipping around the office.
Oh, I'm sure he was, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
We're gonna get DJ.
Yeah, I do not blame Steve Rummage at all to think that. But
I don't blame him either. We all thought it.
I didn't, but the way
see Tuesday's or Monday show.
Good grief! Wow! All right, keep them coming, Jack. These are this may be your best work ever. Keep it going.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you, Rum?
By the way, App State played Warren Wilson College. Are you aware of Warren Wilson College, Dan?
I am not.
Oh, okay.
Warren Wilson. Who's Warren Wilson? Who was the president?
Warren Wilson.
Yep. Warren Wilson? Yep. Is that who it's named after?
It is. He's consistently ranked as one of the worst presidents in American history. Well,
he's had some competition for that lately. And I'm not saying just this one. I'm going back several. All right, go ahead, Louie. He's Louie Rabot. I'm Dan.
No, you're fine. I actually agree with you.
Whoa! Liberal Louie!
Because I have to use the proper terminology.
Apparently. That's exactly right. Yeah. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Oh, my God.
Tell me how they have 17 penalties in the tennis game.
They have a team this year.
Whoa! Okay. Louie!
I dumped it. All right. No, they have a crappy team this year, for sure.
Blankenbaker's 2 minutes alone with the refs.
Let's do it.
Return from Ref Valley, Dennis Hennigan, and I can't wait for our last ride together on Saturday because I know that can I bring Hennessy to the press box, Rocco Gasparo, to pour one out for old Dennis Hennigan for our last freaking game with this most inept, corrupt, and awful coordinator of officials from the ACC. I can't wait to go to Kroger Field and get a fair shake from the SEC officials. I can't wait because those stripes, they might as well be orange.
He's got to get played with the rest of that game.
Oh, 100%. On the Braden Smith pass. Look it up. Ashton Galati was tripped the play before the Josh Meekins vanishing PI. I don't know how Josh Meekins caused pass interference without touching that receiver. Okay, you happen to see a grazed face mask. The keen eyesight of your ACC official saw the grazed face mask. But you missed Jordan getting tackled by a face mask. Why didn't Greensburg call on that? not to mention all of the holds and all of the PIs that you also missed in this game. It's unbelievable that Clemson finished this game with 4 penalties for 25 yards. I can't wait to get rid of you, Dennis Hennigan. Jim Phillips, you were at that game. You got the worst officials in the business. Please, for the love of God, do not hire within. I'm out.
Ref Valley. Offensively, we don't have what we need at the wide receiver position to win a game like that.
Well, they got an NFL wide receiver out there. It looks like the
Yeah, they got Hudson, and that's it. Tyler Hudson. And I don't think Marshall makes much of a difference.
God forbid. They might be Kentucky, since Kentucky can lose to Vandy. You know, now it's okay to say, hey, you know, you might beat Louisville, might beat Kentucky in football. You're not allowed to be offended anymore, Big Blue Nation. One of their sleeper cells was there, though. I took that picture from
I did
Pitt.
See
the
that.
The L's down t-shirt. The guy looked like the insurrection.
I mean,
that's what he looked like. That's what he looked like. The weenie of the week. The Dieter Wiener of the week.
Yeah!
I saw how big that thing was. They're putting one of those in Hurstburn. You gotta be kidding me. No wonder they didn't want it in there.
Like, Hudson's fantastic, but they're just not getting...
Yeah, there's not enough bodies. There's not enough. You know,
but Justin Marshall isn't special. You know, Jordan Watkins really is.
Yeah,
Tyler Harrell's
not
fast.
Special, but boy, it's like, you know, a lot of guards like Noah Locke and Matt Cross weren't that good. But boy, you sure wouldn't hate to have him on the team right now.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, Diener. Oh, man.
First things first, the guy that called in earlier that said that all the Louisville fans are back in Kenny, that we've been back in Kenny. No, stop speaking for everybody. Mm-hmm. Not everybody backed this. Some people got shut out, got told to shut up. And now we're not going to shut up.
We're not going to shut
this
up yet.
This is pathetic. And I'm sorry. I don't know what else to tell people. We got an assistant coach that's fighting on Twitter about something that has nothing to do with his job. They need to focus in on getting basketball players, running an offensive play, and maybe beating somebody. They're going to go 0-10. We're going to have one win going into refereeing on New Year's Eve. I'm not going to sit here and watch this and not call in and not complain about it, because I am. Because if it was anybody else, for any other circumstances, that's what it would be like. But these people are saying, be patient. We just got blasted by Bellarmine, you all.
Well,
no.
I mean,
and one point, I don't want to hear it. Yeah. It shouldn't even have been that damn close. Yeah. It shouldn't even have been in a ball game. Anybody that says that this is acceptable for the University of Louisville basketball program, man, you're not a basketball fan. You haven't been watching basketball. There's no way. You're living in the Twilight Zone. Thanks, guys. Go Cards.
Go
if they
Cards.
Don't win tomorrow, they're staring 0-6 right in the face.
They're just not that good.
I'm expecting I'm expecting 3 or 4 wins.
That first half was one of the most disgraceful performances I have ever seen.
When do we become one unit, one heartbeat?
Yeah, I'm tired of the speeches, man. I can't even listen to that sound, but I'm sick of the speeches.
Wow.
You should foul in that situation.
Yeah,
you
both
don't
times,
have to be
twice. Should foul twice.
Genius to tell anybody that. And that was getting ready to be another. I'm tired of the speeches, man. Go win games. Like, he's just dribbling out front. That's like any level of basketball, college, pro.
Go grab him. Go grab him. Yeah, burn up a foul.
I don't need the speeches. Please. No speeches.
Well, also, just do what's required to win.
I'm not sure they're all devastated.
That's the problem.
I'm not sure. I'm sure L. Ellis is. Yeah. I'm damn sure he is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Hersey Miller is.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know who's devastated out there. I don't know. The coach doesn't look devastated when he comes in the postgame news conference. He's still, you know, Socrates up there giving philosophical statements that I'm sick of. I'm done with it. This is a disaster right now. The sell was he's gonna get dudes. He's got World Wide West. He's got these connections.
Oh,
there's money. NIL. This is gonna be good. And then he comes in talking about, I don't want to talk about NIL. Whoa! Hang on. What? I mean, that was what I heard during when I, you know, God forbid, question. Are we sure we don't want to look at anyone else? And I was willing to say, all right, we passed on Kenny Payne once. Everybody's on him. Fine. Let's take a listen. And everybody that I considered in the know said, trust me. NIL, players, World Wide West. What do we got? We got Hersey Miller as our best, guard off the bench now.
Baja Bullies.
This was a mistake hire. Let's just go ahead and just say it.
Man.
And a lot of people were pushing this hire. People in the community, people on that show, people on that radio station, particularly at 10 o'clock in the morning, were pushing this hire. And now we have a completely disastrous situation. And, you know, I'm sorry. This is not going to get any better. We were promised that he was this ace recruiter, that he could go out here and do this, that he could go out there and – and you know, was just needed a chance. Well, I'm sorry. You know, okay, you gave him a chance. Three games in, he sucks.
I love to live in the world where people are kicking Louisville's door down. All right? But when you did Rick Pitino the way you did him, you lost his whole tree.
Whoa.
Okay? So stop talking Mick Cronin. Stop talking Billy Donovan. Stop talking Kevin Willard. Stop talking guys like that. You lost all them when you marched my freaking coach out. So you know what? If you were okay with them marching Rick Pitino out, stick your phone where the sun don't shine and don't call in here and talk to me. Because we had a Hall of Famer, and people cheered when they marched him down the steps of Grawemeyer Hall and fired him. And now you're like, I don't like the position we're in. Deal with it. Get to the game and cheer them on and watch them lose. Yeah, like, golly. Yeah.
Tell them, Rummage.
We got to call in. Well, we should fire him. How many games have we been? Three. Maybe y'all need to lose some games. Because if you watched that game and you didn't think that these dudes played better down the stretch, okay? LL's putting his team on his back sometimes, man. If you're going to sit here, pick up that phone, oh, stumps, man, you're fired, then go find another team. Like, I'm tired of this, man. It's getting ridiculous. It's literally, I mean, it's getting ridiculous. We have jackasses on Twitter tagging recruits. Recruits.
Damn, okay? Steve, yeah.
Stop. Like, just stop. In the first half.
Still going.
Oh, I was like, okay, this is a regression.
Go Cards, I guess. I expected him to turn our big men around overnight. And it doesn't feel like what I'm seeing on the court. We had a guy in Sydney who we thought was just going to take over. We thought this was going to be him, his coming out party. You got Coach Payne, you got the tutelage, let's go. That's one area we don't have to worry about. That's just sort of what I'm looking at, and I guess why I personally am just like, oh.
He sucks after three games. Because you know what? He sucks after three games.
Yeah.
And he just texted me. He said that Greer's saying this morning that A.J. Johnson's no longer considering Louisville. Is that right?
He's heavily leaning towards Texas. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I thought he was supposed to. Right. Thought he was supposed to be coming here.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, but we've had a lot of that, though, Drew.
Do you know the
all of them, old Drew?
The last time they made a Sweet 16?
Was it under Slick Rick?
It was, 2015. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like sitting on his.
It's basically 50% pee. I'm not putting my lips in.
Oh! That NFL quarterback.
Yeah, it's classic Calipari basketball. Miss free throws, get out coached, can't hit a three. You start off where you ended last year. Same court, same result. Little circus gets outplayed.
Whoa.
Can't. It's just disgusting. It's sickening, man. I mean, how many years do we have to keep going through this? By the way, that's the third straight opening season loss. Our third game usually loss up there in that tournament, and like the sixth straight loss against a Big Ten team.
This team, to me, I'm going to be honest with you guys, they're overrated without you. I mean, with the cheap way in there, they're a different team. But, you know, like the guy said just a while ago, miss free throw, Wheeler's missing a layup, throwing a ball away. I mean, we've gone through this over and over. St. Peter's all over again.
I'm so sick of Cal. I'll be honest. I'm so sick of not having any clue about what you're going to get because there's just no plan. I see no plan. I mean, it's pathetic. He is so outcoached every game. There's no doubt in my mind there's 50 high school coaches in the state of Kentucky that would be better in-game coaches than Cal. That would have coached our team better than him.
I don't think so.
That's all I got.
It's John Calipari basketball. Here we go again. Here we go again. Anyway, I'm really frustrated. And yes, it's carried over from football, I guess. But
the stupidity is just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I mean, why is Lance Ware taking the most important shot in the second overtime down around the basket, trying to force up a shot? I mean, are we that? Is Cal that pathetic? I've defended the guy as long as I can defend him, and his stagnant, old, stale, stagnant, old, nasty offense. One guy dribbling and four guys standing around watching. That's what they do. That's why they can't score. Oscar's a dynamic player, and that's why they're able to play through him and score when he's in the game. But when he's not in the game, there is no offense. There is no plan. I mean, the dribble drive, it went out with the Beatles, okay? I mean, it's as simple as that. But he still keeps trying to do that. He does not know how to run a full-court press.
You mentioned Wayne Turner there earlier. He's better than all these bums.
I mean, well, look, Wayne Turner's setting the bar pretty high, so, you know, I'm not going to argue with you there. Guy's got a national title, so.
I feel bad for Kellen having to go all the way up there to watch that. The offense is a joke. They got out-coached, and they peed down their leg. Wheeler's a bum. Rick Pitino wins that game by 70 points with that team.
Punts. I love
Wallace, the alpha dog, as everybody's called, the alpha dog. The alpha dog missed two big free throws there, and one in regulation, one in overtime.
You know, our head coach said that he wants to average about 80 points this year. Well, it took two overtimes. We came close. We almost got to 80. And that offense has got to go. Whatever he's doing, that offense, scrap it. Coach Stu, scrap your offense. Coach Cal, scrap your offense. It ain't no good. And my last comment is, gentlemen and ladies, our volleyball team plays tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against Tennessee. Aww. Let's get behind the volleyball team, and maybe we can get a victory against Tennessee. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
The fat hog gets slaughtered.
Georgia comes into Kroger Field, into Commonwealth, as a 22.5-point favorite.
Who's getting drafted?
Well, we talked about here Brandon.
Comes, guys.
Brandon.
Here it comes.
I mean, maybe Sid.
Do you think Sid's getting drafted?
I mean, if we saw the Sid that we saw the last couple games last year.
No, I know.
I mean, his ceiling, I mean, you could see him maybe getting a shot two-way or something like that.
Right.
I don't think, like, that's ridiculous.
By the way, I know we're doing good radio because someone just texted and it was intended for 93.9, and apparently they're debating Sidney Curry right now. And I can't think of anything I want to talk about less than Sidney Curry. That's the bottom of
the course. What's the debate? What's the debate?
You just debated Sid.
If he's going to enter a pie eating contest?
If he's going to get drafted. Oh, no. Oh, no, Marcus. Oh, we're trying to have a civilization here. Oh,
my goodness. The only way he would get drafted is if the Army still had
this. I was wondering if you were going to go to war.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's pitiful. Oscar Tshiebwe is a second-round draft pick, and they think Sidney Curry's going to get drafted? No, stop it. Stop it.
All right, folks. That was the take. It's been a great week. We got a ton going on this weekend. Stay tuned to all our stations. Thank you, Jack Grossman. Thank you to our guest, Andy Sweeney, back on Monday. We'll leave you with this, the last day of the week, Inside Churchill Downs, next on ESPN 680 105.7.
John Calipari don't miss when he goes up against Louisville. You hear me? He don't miss when he goes up against Louisville. Trey Lyles, Derek Willis, Marcus Teague, DJ Wagner, add them to the list. Add them to the pantheon, the Mount Rushmore of Cal spanking your booty in recruiting. Put him on there.